This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You've heard us talk about David Femininio, injury attorney deluxe. Well, just listen to some of the results David has delivered for his clients. $3.5 million? $5 million? How about $11.5 million? Almost enough to cover Ohio State's NIL. You need an attorney that'll fight relentlessly for you. Call and speak to David right now by calling 855-65-CRASH. Go to that website anytime at getdavidgetpaid.com.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
4 o'clock, good to have you aboard. We have spent a copious amount of time on the Tigers, Scott Harris, the end of the season, and kind of, okay, what now? And I've asked the question, if now's not the right time to demand more of Chris Illich, then when is it? Don't just get mad at people who say they want more. Tell us when. And if you want the whole presentation, odyssey.com rewind. I wanted to catch up. Rico, I want to play this for people. I know it's been sadness, and I know the Lions dropping a bomb on the Cowboys was wrecked by Aiden Hutchinson's leg injury and him out for the year. But I want to provide people with some joy. Is that fair?
Let's go. Because I think the people need this.
Yes.
You did
this. I want
this.
You to. Yeah, you did this to this man. You. So Jerry Jones does a weekly hit on Dallas radio. And rightfully so, the hosts at The Fan down in Dallas asked some really good questions about the offseason and things they didn't do. Reminder, Jerry Jones turned 82 on Sunday. And you popped a squat on his birthday cake. So, with that in mind, do you think Jerry's having a good week? Take a listen to this audio. David, hit it.
Let us sit down and look at the decisions we've made over the last several years, okay? I'll look at it. Now, if you think I'm interested on a damn phone call with you over the radio, and sitting here and throwing all the good out with the dishwater, you have got to be smoking something over there this morning. I'm not. And I really don't, and I don't even want our listeners to listen to me, to talk about, this is not your job. Your job isn't to let me go over all the reasons that I did something, and I'm sorry that I did it. That's not your job.
Well, my job is to ask
get
why.
A job, or I'll get another. I'll get somebody else to ask these questions, man.
Hey, if you had NFL owner threatening to fire radio hosts on your bingo card, you're right. You're right. It's not your job to sit there and answer questions about the dog bleep franchise you run. Or actually, it is.
Yeah.
Because that's why most owners don't do a weekly radio hit, Jerry. Holy mercy. Happy birthday, Jera.
Don't
love
ask me
the city of Detroit.
Yeah. Don't ask me questions. I don't want to answer. Don't ask me happy questions. What flavor was the cake that I had? You know what? What did I do on my birthday? Don't ask me this.
That's part of the problem with where we've arrived at in sports. We have created so many echo chambers for these front office people who, I'll say it again to you, oh, you're disrespectful. No, I don't pay fealty to people who play fantasy sports for a living. You work in a front office. You use billionaires' money to buy millionaires to play a kid's game. You're not curing cancer, all right? You're not down at Carmanos. You're also not keeping our streets safe. You're not educating our children. I don't care about you. this idea that we owe fealty to these people. So, yeah, Jerry's probably ticked, Rico, because he wasn't on DallasCowboys.com or CowboysGiveMeErection.net. And it's like, really? Yeah, no, Jerry, you got to answer the question. Your team just got dump trucked 47-9. You've given up 800 points the last two games at home. You haven't beaten anyone with a pulse in 2 years. Yeah, just answer the question, man. It ain't that real.
Because, right, I would say you're trying to get rid of me. Why don't you have the same amount of integrity with your coach and hold him to this standard? But, I mean, I get it. The guys, you know, they didn't know how to answer that. They were kind of in yuck-yuck mode and was like, well, do we attack back? Well, maybe not. But, like, come on, man, don't threaten my job because your team stinks. You built this. I didn't. This is all your money.
Right, it's not like the host got on the air and farted into the microphone. I mean, they didn't pull a Kenny whoopee cushion. I mean, it's just laughable. Right, but Detroit, I want you to know, you did that to that man. You ruined him.
Yeah.
Happy birthday. Love, Detroit. Man, if there's one positive we can take out, it's that. You wrecked this guy.
So,
and the Aiden thing, it's not going to go away. Yes, David, go ahead.
I was going to say, there's more to what Jerry, not what he said on the radio, but the owners are meeting. They're having their fall meetings in Atlanta today. So you know how they do. You know, owners show up and media members are there. They want to get questions answered. They want to talk to them. And they pretty much talked to everyone but Jerry because the meeting started at noon. Jerry showed up at 11:59 and said, I'm sorry, I can't take questions. I'm running late.
Well, and Mike McCarthy showed up 2 hours late for his press engagement back in Dallas.
Yes, he did.
Things are going great. And look, I know it's not all roses. And I know Aiden being out for the year is a death blow. I mean, we're the only ones at the station who feel like it's a huge deal. Everybody else is just like, well, you know, they're still good. They'll be fine. It's all fine. Okay. Look, I'm just trying to tell you, if I'm on an airplane and we lose an engine, I don't feel good about it.
Mm-mm.
No, he's still got an engine. We're still in the air. Yeah, I still don't feel good about it.
Mm-hmm.
You lost your jet engine on defense.
Well, you're right. But here's one more thing that's good for Lions fans.
Tell me.
Not only are you the team that broke Dallas, you broke Dallas at the right time.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
It's better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Dallas is in a bye week. You know what that means? For two weeks. 2 weeks, not one. For 2 weeks, your highlights, your trick plays. You know, Ben Johnson pretty much looking like the usher from Michael Jordan and the Bulls going, eh. Yes. These are the things that are going to get ran for the next, 12 or so days until Dallas plays again. This hurts. Take the victory lap because it was personal. You went out there and you embarrassed them.
I got to say this. All right. And, I shouldn't, but it's just not in my nature not to speak my mind. I'm not mad about it, but I will tell you, that got a little tacky. I mean, is it fun in the moment? Sure. But Rico, I've never watched an NFL game that devolved into you know, Steve Spurrier running it up on CMU in 1998, 82-3. I mean, the NFL, you just don't see what went down there. And the Lions were attempting to, like, exercise demons against a team that had quit. I mean, you're running offensive lineman routes. You're running a hook and ladder to a tackle. You've already done the trick plays. You already broke into the house. You stole their food. You did it all. Do you have to burn the house down too on your way out? That got a little bit weird to me. Like, it was like this demonic thing of like, no, we're not done with revenge. And it's like, guys, you've already proven your point.
Yeah.
What more do you have to do?
It gets to a point where, yeah, you all of a sudden start feeling sorry for the team. Like, okay, enough. It's like a boxer. Like, yeah, he's bleeding. And then after a while, you're like, hey, stop the fight, man. This is why his man's got a wife and kids. Stop this beating. And that's what it was. You were sitting there saying, throw in the damn towel. Because it was like, I didn't
you're
get it.
It
was
wrong.
Like, okay, was this all because of the Dan Skipper thing? But then it went past that. And
it was
utter embarrassment. So I just took it as this. Hey, Minnesota, you're watching. Green Bay, you're watching. Guess what? Yeah, we just did that.
Well, I don't know if it was about letting the other team see this, because then after the game, I'm seeing the Lions social media account respond. They're responding, showing this video of, I guess, CeeDee Lamb disrespecting the Lions in the Pro Bowl, saying, oh, they won a couple games and they think they're this, they think they're America's team. And it was just a bunch of video of highlights from the game. And I'm like, yeah, this franchise took this personal, man. They took it personal.
Oh, big time. Hey, look, I'm not sitting here crying for the Cowboys. I'm just making a point.
Right.
It was at a certain point I'm going, why are we still doing this?
Right. Now,
you've already destroyed this team. Right. Enough, man. Jesus.
And the only thing I'll say about that is, here's what I don't ever want to hear from this town. If somebody does that to you.
Oh, yeah, here it is.
You don't get to do this. You don't get to say, oh, that was classless. Nope.
No ambulance.
No.
It ain't coming for you now.
No.
You've kind of invited something here. Now, I'm not mad. I'm not, like, shrieking about it. I'm just saying, like, hey, you may want to chill on that.
No, because in the end, everyone hates the Cowboys. So it's just like, okay, that's fine. Go ahead and do it.
You don't think I was excited to see the Lions destroy the Cowboys? I hate the Cowboys.
Yeah.
The problem is my team hasn't beaten them in 15 years. But even I got to a point where I was like, what are we doing here?
Yeah.
This is ridiculous.
Seriously, we were all screaming. It went from cheering because you were knocking them down again and again until, you know, man, just throw in the towel. Don't get up again, Dallas. Stay down. No. Uncomfortable.
It was just weird. You know what it felt like? It felt college.
It did.
It felt like when one team, it's like Kent State at Tennessee, and it was 62-0 at the half.
Yeah.
And I mean, you're sitting there going, Tennessee, really? Squirrel White needs another touchdown? What is his mom at the game? Like, come on, man. Really? It's Kent State. These poor kids are going to be in wheelchairs by the end of this.
No, but see, I think it was more personal, Mike, to me. As I told you yesterday, this felt like last year's Michigan-Michigan State game, and Harbaugh was like, no, we're not going to just beat you. We're going to take your soul. You remember what you did to us in the tunnel? Watch this. We're angry. And we're going to show you on the field, and there's nothing you can do about this. That's what that game felt like to me. It was just like, come on, guys. Dallas quit. Dallas quit at halftime. Do we really need to run, you know, hook and ladders for the tackles now?
Yes.
This is what we're doing?
Okay. Look, I'm not mad about it. I'm just telling you, don't cry when someone does it to you. Invariably, someone's going to do it to you. Mm-hmm. So buckle up. 248-539-9797. But enjoy what you did to Jerry Jones. You should be very proud of yourselves. It's a blessed moment. I know I'm proud of you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better over
here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.